Hey, one second. Let me put you on the air. I just finished talking to IndieBay.org. So.
DJ Chicken Leather.
Hello, DJ Chicken Leather. You are on the air. Are you calling from the South Central Farmers?
I called earlier when Bennett was there this morning. I've been monitoring a lot of the media that's been covering the South Central Farm. I myself was in an edit bay trying to actually cut some footage we shot last Friday. The critical mass made its way down to the farm, and in fact, Daryl Hannah, who had been talking to the media all day, actually came out at like 12:30 in the morning to congratulate us all for coming down and to come back on Sunday.
Yeah, I understand CNN even dropped by to take a peek.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was going to get to that. That's what I was doing last night. So when I got the call from Josh from Food Not Bombs this morning, I, in fact, was in an edit bay, and I didn't get the call because, you know, I was getting that half an hour of sleep until I had to go to work this morning, and then when I finally came home and you know, just sort of leisurely coming home, you realize, you know, you check your machine, and you got, like, 500 messages or 50 messages. You're going, holy shit, what's going on? I'll try and piece it together for the audience. I'm sure you've had people do this, but this is what happened this morning. The sheriffs, L.A. sheriffs, started to actually raid the place. LAPD set up a perimeter around the location, not letting anybody in or out. That being said, they immediately arrested about 7 people, I heard. Then another 25 at about 8 or 9 o'clock this morning were arrested. At one point, as it was reported by, I think it was KPCC, they were blocking a Metro Rail station, not the station, but actually the track. The police came in, and they have footage of them I think it was 2 and 9 and 7 of them being knocked off the track. So Channel 4 got there, and they were shooting at 2 from their aircopter.
Wow.
At that point, Daryl Hannah was still handcuffed to the tree. A number of people they were showing had handcuffed themselves to benches and different concrete cylinders. The police came in, or actually the fire department came in with a cherry picker to get the people in the thing, and at about noon, they removed Daryl and a couple other people that were in the tree. And that, you know, Daryl was holding her hand. I recognize the fact that I'm talking only about the stars. There's so many other people, friends of ours.
How many people are down there, more or less?
As of now, I think everybody that was on the farm has either been arrested on the actual site or whatever. What was really amazing that they had already gotten a couple of, and I'm talking about the sheriff's department, they had militarized the area and had introduced some small forklift kind of tractor systems that you see on construction sites, the little ones that are like one, they look about the size of a small car or truck, and you're able to drive them. They took out the front door, they said, because they said as a safety precaution. They took out the front of it, they took out the fence, and they rolled in the trucks and stuff to do that. It's kind of weird being on a place that's that serene to be overrun by police and whatever. Finally, as a show of how level-headed the farmers were, when protesters were blocking the Metro Link and everything else, they finally came up and said, hey, look, don't get arrested. It's not worth it for this. Everybody's been arrested. I mean, these are farm supporters, actually, that were on the farm. They said, look, obviously, a lot of people have been arrested today. It's not worth your interest to also get arrested for blocking the Metrolink. Now, at that point, they were talked out of it, and the police did not arrest anybody that was involved with that part. So, however, that being said, there's still, according to reports, about 100 people down there. Our friend in the valley, David, who had organized a couple rides, he's also monitoring all the news, and as you said, it met CNN's news. The mayor was supposed to be talking at 1. I think it's been pushed back a while. And in fact, you realize that today wasn't a normal news flow day, and that may have been why they did it, because obviously if it was a slow news day, everybody would be down covering it. You'll be aware that the fact that it at 6 o'clock this morning. Usually nothing really happens at 6.
This
morning, not only did the president land in Iraq, there was also a, the World Cup games.
Yeah, Bennett mentioned that.
The Koreatown area. And as we know, the Koreans have actually sent a lot of people to the forum in the past to protect it because they see it as the only urban forum, largest urban forum in a city. Well, that being said, I've heard a couple of reports that that they had, in fact, made the money up, but Mr. Horowitz didn't accept it. He decided to go. I have another call, and I'll be glad to call back Hill Radio, okay?
Okay, call us back.
Okay.
Okay, bye. That was Paul Baca, DJ Chicken Leather, calling from the South Central Farmers. I don't know what to call it. Fiasco, event, protest, eviction. Stay tuned to killradio.org. We'll be getting regular calls, I'm sure, from the area. In the meantime, here's some... you know what? Actually, in the meantime, I will play for you the conversation I just had with indiebay.org, and then if somebody calls in, we'll break into that.